NKSD Mission Retreat Media presents the Gospel, God's power to save all who believe. This talk was delivered by Mr. Akura Yotie at the NKSD Mission Retreat National Conference 2020 on the topic, the working of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. May God bless these words on your heart in Jesus' name.
We are grateful to you, Father, for an hour like this. Thank you, Lord, for bringing to life thy word in Jesus' name. May we open or turn our Bibles to the book of John, chapter 16. The Gospel of John. Chapters number 16. The working of the Holy Spirit in the believer's life. When the national coordinator was declaring the conference open, he made a vital statement. I want to refer to as we move on. Jesus came to save the lost. That was his assignment. Jesus came to save the lost. And as many that are saved, they are giving this name, referred to as believers. Praise God. As many that embraces Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, acknowledged him as the medium for their salvation and deliverance, they are called believers. So, what we are considering today, this morning, by his grace, is meant for followers of Jesus. Those who have received him as their Lord and personal Savior. Now we want to consider when one is saved, the room now stands for the Holy Spirit now to commence a new work from where Jesus had stopped. Beloved, in John 7:16, we are beginning from the 12th verse. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Agreeing with what the statement our national coordinator made, Jesus came, the people he was speaking to at this point, when we have read, he was referring to believers. He referred to his apostles. He said he had many things to say to them. He did acknowledge that he had accomplished his work. The work of divine teaching and guiding into certain undiluted truth is the assignment of the one that will come after him. And that's the person we are discussing his workings in our lives this morning. He has several things he ought to have said, but that's not his job. Number one. Number two, the apostles were at that time not yet right for it. That is what that verse is saying. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Beloved brother and sister, myself and you are saved. We are believers. Since you gave your life to Jesus, I don't know how many years. If it demands, I don't know how many months. But what has become of, do you really have a relationship with this personality we are referring to this morning? The Holy Spirit. Since you became a believer, have you any personal relationship with him? For the 13th verse says, when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Even though you gave your life to Jesus, for you to retain a working, taking divine steps into truth, it takes the work of the Holy Spirit with you. If you have not allowed him control of your life, nobody denies that you were not born again. You are a born again child of God. But the truth is, there are certain ordained steps in divine truth you ought to walk in that you will never discover it. Because the only power, the only Godhead, the Holy Spirit, that would have guided you into such divine truth, you've not allowed him room over your life. Beloved brother, beloved sister, it is the only desire of the Father that myself and you opened up in total surrender to the Holy Spirit. To the Holy Spirit. It is not that the disciples of Jesus erred here or there. It is not that they committed sin, which many believers today, all they talk about is sin, 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 sin. The apostles were walking with Jesus and it came to a point in their life when the master felt the hour has come for several other things to be inculcated in their lives. But he knew there is one who will come after him who will carry out that assignment. Except you allow the Spirit of the living God to take charge over your life, there are certain truths you will never come by them. I want to state something clear here. Let's move into Isaiah chapters number 40. Isaiah chapter 40, I am taking the last three verses, 29 through 31. I read, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. You are a believer. And you discover you are weak. It takes your personal relationship with the Holy Spirit for you to arise out of weakness onto the platform of glory, strength, power, wherein you ought to function. Hear what verse 30 says. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Verse 29 began by mentioning the weaklings. When you become weak, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in your relationship with Him, you become strong. Then 30 comments about those who are strong. In your strength, when you rely on your ability to do this and that because it is given to you, the scripture is saying you will still fall. You need to rely on the Holy Spirit for divine leadings, for you to maintain and step into deeper truths. That if not for a close working relationship with the Holy Spirit, you never have stepped into. Let me say, 1 John chapter number 2. First John chapters number 2. First John chapter 2, I am taking the 14th verse. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abided in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. The scripture in Isaiah is saying, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will run. They will walk. They will not faint. They will not be weary. Stating about a young man here who has strength, who has overcome the devil, the wicked one. The scripture is bringing to your remembrance that for you to maintain that ground and not to sit back, it takes a working relationship with the Holy Spirit. It takes a working relationship with the Holy Spirit. Permit me to challenge your life this morning by God's grace, as a child of God, as a believer. As we run through few scriptures briefly now, that same 1 John, chapter 3 now. Hear what verse 7 and verse 9 says. My little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Verse 9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Let no man deceive you. You have the righteousness of God, and you cannot sin. These two strong things can only take place in the life of a believer who has a working relationship with the Holy Spirit. Why? We have learned in John that he will teach, he will unveil all truths to you. That's it. At every given point of your life, it is the duty of the Holy Spirit with whom you have a very strong working relationship to enable you what it takes to live righteously. And then never to mingle with what? Sin. We have a lot of believers today. All the talk of the day is error here, error here, error there. What is the reason? There is no working relationship with the Holy Spirit of God. Will you be challenged today? Why is it that yesterday you were talking about error here, error there? Today you are talking about error here, there. What is the reason God is bringing to your remembrance this morning? Have a working relationship with the Holy Spirit. And you will discover that when from our podium, almost everywhere, say, okay, you know, we are still flesh and blood. We roll out of your life. The scripture is saying, you will be righteous as he is righteous. And you will live without what? Sin. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Taking my reading from the 11th through the 13th verse. Hear it. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Hear this. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Hear what verse 13 is saying. Till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of who? Christ. It takes only believers who are open to the Holy Spirit as they maintain a working relationship with him. At a point in your Christian faith life, the Spirit will now unveil the mystery behind the scripture you are reading to you. And you shake your body and say, ah, you are no longer where you used to be. You are no longer where you used to be. It is not called, you are not called just to walk on earth as a believer. The scripture is saying you should come to the fullness of Jesus. We're talking about here on earth, not yonder. Can there be an aspiration within you, child of God, or believer, to come into the knowledge of certain truths embedded in the scriptures you have, you read day by day? Come out of the shells, the shackles of shortcomings, and be what God predestined you to be. We have believers today. Thank God we have pastors seated. We have believers today. The peak of their Christianity anchored on who their pastor is. Look at Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He came to a point in a time when he had to refer his disciples to who? The Holy Spirit. As we read in that John 16, he had to refer them to the Holy Spirit. See John chapter 5, or rather Matthew chapter 5. The last verse of that scripture, verse 48, says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Can one retain a working relationship as a believer with the Holy Spirit to a point he will not, it will please God that the Spirit will unveil the mystery here to you for your personal life? I know believers today, everyone, everywhere, we are seeking for miracles to heal, miracles to raise the dead, miracles, God is referring to you
You are more important to him. Your growth to him is more valuable than all the desiring to be like one another. The peak of a lot of believers in the world is who their mentor is. And that mentor is not referring to the Holy Spirit, it's referring to who their pastor or who their reverend father is. Who their father, their uncle, their aunties, their daddy in the Lord, their mommies in the Lord are. Can you seek to discover who you really are in the program of God on earth through the Holy Spirit? A working relationship. Before Jesus would come, David had declared, I know better than what? My teachers. All of them put together. Why? The knowledge of his relationship with the Father did not center on what his teachers taught him. His mentors said to him. My beloved brother, let me chip in something here before we go to the next verse. If you read Acts of Apostles chapter 17, verse 10 and 11, Paul took the gospel to the Thessalonians. Paul took the gospel to the Bereans. Get to that 11th verse. Paul stood and declared prayer. The Bereans are more honorable than who? The Thessalonians. Did you hear that well? It was he who took the gospel to these places. And the scripture stated clear the reason. Few months ago, I was preaching somewhere. I was sharing the gospel and I asked one of the elders to stand up. And I said, sir, open the book of Berea chapter 1 verse 5. The whole church turned and were looking at me, gazing at me. I said, I want to see the book of Berea. Open the book of Berea chapter 1 verse 5 and read to us. They kept looking at one another until someone called and said, there's no book like that in the Bible. I said, why? Paul said the Bereans are more honorable than the Thessalonians. Why? When they heard the gospel, they had a persuasion spiritually to sit with the gospel, searching it day by day. And as they were searching the undiluted scriptures, the Spirit of the Lord was unveiling unto them on a daily basis. The next move, the next attention, intention of the Father. And as they kept on, they were growing spiritually. When Paul ministered to the Thessalonians, the truth is, they heard and received the word. There were several believers. And Paul left suddenly because they were not bending to study to have a working relationship with the Spirit. Paul was told, Paul, I'm down the home of the Thessalonians and bound in there. Come, my virgin. And what did Paul do? He now had to write to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, chapter 2, the first book, 5 chapters to bring to their remembrance, to caution them. Why? They had the gospel the way the Bereans did. But the Bereans had no written remembrance notes then. Why? They were day to day having a working relationship with the Spirit. And they kept growing spiritually into the divine knowledge and will of the Father for their lives. Paul was less burdened. He had the unction to move on with the gospel. But those believers in Thessalonians, he had to sit back and refer to them. After the first book, 3 other books in the second book, three other chapters in the second book. Why? They were believers. But they neglected the assignment. May this never be your portion in Jesus' name. Hear something and hear it well.
John chapter 8. John chapter 8. In John chapter 8, I want us to read verses 51 and hear the rendition, how it read as King James Version. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall not see death. Let's have the repeat of that in the 11th chapter. The same John, chapter 11. This time around, verse 26. And it renders, it reads, and whosoever believe and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? My beloved brother, it is very true. We have men of God in their days who had walked with him and they died and were buried and they are gone. It is not that they backslid. They were walking with him. Come, my beloved one. Can you truly sit with the Holy Spirit for him to unveil mysteries unknown to you embedded in this scripture? What is he saying? Many preachers, many pastors, many reverend fathers, when they read, they say, okay, this is spiritual death. Was Jesus really referring to spiritual death here? My beloved brother, my beloved sister, I recall when God sent Moses to Egypt, he sent with a word, let my people go. That it is written, out of Egypt have I called my son. When God made this statement, he was referring to who? Israel, his firstborn. Is that right? Has it ever occurred to you in the book of John? When it pleased God that Jesus be born, when he was born, he sent an angel. Minister to Joseph, take this son, take my son and run to Egypt. For it will be fulfilled that out of Egypt have I done what? Called my son. When God was making that statement, was Jesus in view? But at the time when Jesus was born, the same scripture God, the same statement God made concerning Israel was now brought to become life when it was in the days of Jesus. When will you have a working relationship with God, with the Holy Spirit? To a point that certain mysteries, people who went before you, who were before you, even in your time, have never discovered, the Holy Spirit will unveil it to you and say, my son, this is your portion. Can God, can the Holy Spirit minister that because you believe in him, even though believers are dying and are being buried and going, you will not see death? I thank God for the end of this verse. Believest thou this? Believest thou this? Do you believe this? This is what the scripture is saying. A man had died already. He came back to life. Why? He believed in Jesus. And the scripture here is saying, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. You will not die like that one died, and because of his faith, Jesus brought him to life.
you will not see death. Can the Holy Spirit unveil on mysteries in the scriptures to you as a result of your working relationship with him? At times I love referring to this scripture in Exodus chapter 6, verse 2, 3. God came to Moses. He said, Moses, though I appear to your father Abraham, to your father Isaac, to your father Jacob, by my name, the Lord God Almighty. They all walk with me. Your father Abraham, I refer to him as my friend. Isaac so pleased me. He pleased me with him to a point that the year that there was drought, 100%, to a point, the king of Gerar said, please, Oga, move from us. You alone is richer than myself and my entire country. God told Moses in the third verse, they never knew I had a name, Jehovah. But Moses, I am revealing myself by my name, Jehovah, to you. Can God bring out the way since creation of history, he has not been known to be made manifest on earth because thou believer has a working relationship with him? Would that be possible? Can God minister to you, my son, you will not die. My daughter, you will not die. You not see death. My wife is in this conference and my children. A few days ago, God unveiled something to me in the scriptures. And when I was reading it, when I read and got a picture, I said, God, it is written you are the Ancient of Days. And since then, we've not seen your physical appearance. But it is written nowhere that as a result of old age, you diminished. So I told God, Papa, I am holding you to bring me into who you are. I am in my 60s. I told God I want more strength to renew my youth. I called my family. After that prayer, I called my family in the morning. I said, Pastor Ekora, you and the children, the Lord has done a new thing. Because when I finished that prayer, there was a change in my body. I knew it. Just vanished. My body received another dimension of strength. After that prayer that night, in the morning during devotion, I assembled my family. I told them, this is what God did to me in the course of my prayers to him in the night. Can your working relationship with the Holy Spirit, can he unveil certain mysteries? I made that prayer not because I just saw it. It was a timely revelation that God gave me. And I held to it. My beloved brother, my beloved sister, will you allow the Holy Spirit to open mysteries to you from this truth? To me, it was Ancient of Days. It never changes. So I refuse to grow old and be weak here and there as a result of age. No. It was somewhere last week. My beloved, what can God say to you? What mystery will he unveil to you from this truth, from the scriptures, as a believer? Remember, Jesus came to save. You were saved. But there is need for a working relationship. Jesus told them he would have revealed to them.
But it is the assignment of the Holy Spirit.
Will you allow him? That was why when he was going, he said, wait. And they waited. Wait.
And they waited.
Kanyuma and Daniel. My beloved, the Lord is faithful. Certain mysteries he will unveil to you. Your mentors may say, this is not possible. God saw them, yet he reveals to you. Praise God. He saw them, yet he reveals to you. I have some of our beloved ones in faith today, who are senior ministers within our Pentecostal circuit. At the beginning, God led and brought them under me to nurse them. As we were growing together, at a point, differently, God will say, direct him to me. Let him no longer focus on you. I will call them and say, my brother, this is what God just said. That you should, whatsoever you need now, you should seek solution from him. At times I will say, from now, the next 3 weeks, you are the only one who is going to minister. I will only come and sit in the church. Because then, God led me to commence a non-denominational Bible study here in Makurdi. Along Boko Road. Many people thought I was about opening a church. I said, that is not what God told me. Beloved, and a lot of people grew out of that non-denominational Bible study to become senior pastors today in Pentecostal cycles. Those who are still members of NKST the way I am, they are living for him. My beloved brother, when I gave one young man opportunity, said, 3 weeks, I am not touching the macro. Listen, if you come to the church and the Holy Spirit did not divinely ask me to pray, please, forget I am in the congregation. Came the first week, shared by the leading of the Holy Spirit was so fine. He rejoiced. His spirit rejoiced. Came the second time, same thing. The third time he came and said, Daddy, I have prayed, I have fasted. There's no message coming. Why? I had taught them not to share their knowledge to people by the Spirit of God. Before you will stand before people, be sure that is what God has given you at that time. For that congregation. If not, don't say anything. He came and said, Daddy, please, I don't have anything to share. I don't. I said, and he said, Daddy, as a result, please, you will share today. I said, wait. When the hour comes to sharing, you will know who will share. But I'm telling you that you will share. Go and believe God. That the early morning, he came to me. Then we hadn't this thing called phones. He said, Daddy, please, I don't have anything to share. I said, okay, wait. There's no problem. Let's go to church. When all the singing and all the dancing were done, came to the Lord and handled the microphone and said, the person sharing with us today is, and I called his name and put the microphone to him. Praise God. Like this, he got off from his, he had no choice. He came.
came and commenced a song. A song just came on his spirit. And you need to see the move of the Holy Spirit. After that, he jumped and gave me a grip joyfully. Said, "Daddy, do you know when you handed the microphone? I didn't know what to say. That song just came as I was singing. Me and the Holy Spirit just dropped. What a shame. Life, not knowledge of the Bible. Not your ability to say this or say that. Working relationship with the Holy Spirit. Depending on Him. My beloved brother. My beloved sister. Can your generation today experience God in a dimension history has not recorded the course of your life on earth? That can only be achieved when you maintain a close working relationship with the mighty God. John chapter 14. I'm reading the 26th verse. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Teach you all things. Center on your knowledge, already attained position. You will mess up. You will ever be yearning and desiring to be like your mentors. Wherever, whosoever they are, they are not backslidden people. No. But can you discover yourself in Him by the guidance of the Holy Spirit? Can God unveil the reason why you are alive on earth to you? Can God bring to your remembrance where you would have erred? You would have stepped a little off point. But because of a working relationship, He will bring you to point. I said, "My son, my daughter, this is the way." When men attain sense of arrival, they counsel others by head knowledge. Attend by their own experience. Using your experience to share is nothing wrong. Only when the Holy Spirit says so. Only when the Holy Spirit says so. That is why we have a lot of believers today in the church. Instead of them living the life God would have them live, they are busy yearning, aspiring to be like their mentor. Your mentor is a fine believer. She's a fine woman of God. Can you discover who you really are? He will bring to your remembrance. Your mentor does not know as much as the Holy Spirit. Your mentor may not be current spiritually now, but the Holy Spirit will ever be. Remember, your mentor cannot outgrow Jesus. Have I spoken the truth? He told his disciples, "There are other things I ought to have told you, but wait for the Holy Spirit to come." Can mentors come to a point to discover that this issue on hand they need to refer to the Holy Spirit? Must the mentor know everything? Their mentor will prove knowing everything to you because yourself refuse to be like the Bereans. Hello? When the Thessalonians faith did not Paul as their mentor write back to them 1, 2, 3 times, did he not act in that form? But the Bereans, they
they were not ready to suffer Paul the second time. They gave time to study. They gave time to do what? Study. Chapter 15, verse 26, as well said, "But when the Comforter is come, whom the Father, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me." Who are you testifying of? Is it Jesus at all? Who is your life ministering to? Your generation. Is it Jesus at all? Some preach their pastors. Some preach their church. Some preach their congregation. Some preach their reverend father. The Spirit of the living God will jealously guide you to lift up Jesus in all you do. My beloved, look at a man like Moses. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 1, and turn to Matthew chapter 19, verse 8, in Deuteronomy, Moses told the children of Israel who had refused to hear God themselves, who offered to ever depend on hearing God through Moses. Even when Moses said, and they agreed. It is written, it is scriptural. Matthew 19:8, Jesus came and told them when he was speaking, they said, "But why did Moses say we should give a letter of divorcement?" He said, "From the beginning, the original manual, it was not so." Was it not the mentor who gave them that law? He gave them a law. It was not the original. When you grow and come to a point where your life will no longer be hanging on mentors, they are still your mentors. But you give time to study, to sit under the Holy Spirit with your Bible prayerfully. God will unveil things to you your mentor may never have tapped into. You can only resort to him and say, "Daddy, Mommy, this is what God said to me." Can we have believers like that among us who are led by the Spirit of God? My beloved brother, my beloved sister, God is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Will you belong to that group from today? Make up your mind. The Lord is calling. The Holy Spirit is with us unto the end. Will that be your decision this morning? Shall we pray? Bow down your head quietly and minister unto him. Speak to your Father. You know who you are. Open up to him. This is the day you ought to walk. I walk the works of him that sent me. Why it is day.